Look through the window of the original Joe's on North Beach and you'll see two guys at the counter talking ball. Time for you to listen in to their conversation. Marty Lurie and the SF Chronicles' Bruce Jenkins are looking through the window of baseball. Sponsored by Original Joe's of North Beach and Westlake on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
All right, I love that introduction. Bruce, how are you today?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for taking being patient with me here as we're trying to get a lot of things done. You know what happens to me.
Sure.
But I'm glad you're with us. And this week, I was thinking about this week. And pitching-wise, you know, the Giants still are in the top five in starting pitching in the National League. And I think it's worth noting that, hey, Tyler Beede and Andrew Suarez pitched back-to-back, and you got to go back to Bob Knepper and Frank Riccielli the last time that happened. And I'll tell you, Suarez did beautifully, and Beede showed me enough where it's a major league arm. So I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed that one. I don't think I would have had Frank Riccielli. If he could have given me a couple of days, I might not have gotten that one. But it's really encouraging. You know, I mean, you know, with the start, all the injuries they've had to the starters, that these kids come right in and just look immediately ready. You know, Stratton was just tremendous the other night. I remember one pitch he threw, I think it was to Hosmer. He allowed like one hit in seven innings, right? But, you know, everything with him is down, 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 sinker, curveball, down, down. All of a sudden he elevated on a two-strike count, a high fastball. It was only like 91, but Hosmer didn't catch up with it. It was just a great pitch, a great thinking man's pitch that has sort of characterized him and really all these guys that have come up.
Yeah, I thought it's terrific. And, you know, I have this theory that I'm throwing out here today. You know, I have a lot of time to think, Bruce. I don't know if it's good or bad. But, you know, Samardzija will come back probably maybe another week or so. Cueto should come back Tuesday. And Bumgarner, we hope, will come back before the nectarines are on the peaches, you know, and the peaches are on the trees, rather. But at some
before
point.
Before the fruit flies are on the grapes. Or
right, really. But at some point, they're going to have a ton of pitching of guys who are going to have 10 or 12 major league starts under their belt in this season. And we're going to be in the second half of the season, and they're going to have a ton of pitching. And pitching wins. And I think this may help.
Yeah, and the great thing with those three guys, as opposed to, say, you know, Melanson, who if he's ever going to pitch well for the Giants, is that it's not the arm, you know, with any of those guys. It's the hand or the ankle or the abdomen or whatever. But the arms have been sitting there resting and should be really ready to go. So that's it's just really encouraging, you know, and they're going to need it. You know, the Dodgers are really down right now, but they'll be back. And if you talk about good pitching, you know, Arizona is the team right now that's really standing out, like, all across the big leagues. You know, Corbin and Ray and Greinke and Walker, there's one guy after another who looks good. So Giants are going to need that pitching, and I think they're going to have it.
Yeah, yeah. And then when you go through the summer, though, you know how many extra relievers you need. And all of a sudden, let's say, Block's in the bullpen, you know, and Beattie's in the bullpen, and Holland's in the bullpen. And all of a sudden, you know, Stratton's in the rotation, and maybe Suarez is in the rotation. You got three guys who could give you two or three innings, and you know, I think it could be a strength. So we'll see how it plays out. But I think it's sort of money in the bank every start that these young guys get, because these pitchers are coming back. Fighting in baseball, boy, I guess baseball likes it, right? It's good for the game. I know they complain about it. They suspend people for, you know, a pitcher gets five games, which really is only one start. A position player gets five games, it's five games. But I guess Arenado chasing the guy around, and you got the thing with the Yankees and Red Sox. I guess they like the fighting. I know they complain about it, but I think baseball loves it.
Well, you know, the clubhouse can be a pretty quiet place when things aren't going well, and guys, it's kind of pins and needles time. Maybe guys are a little bit at odds with each other. When something like that happens after the game, they're all talking about it. They're all, you know, hopefully laughing about it. Hopefully they're not in the hospital, you know. And, you know, it's kind of a cliche, but it really does bring a team together in good times as well, you know, because, you know, the rest of the night, that's a huge talking point for them. And you know, everybody chimes in. You never really see anybody, like, standing out in center field while the other 24 guys are mixing it up, you know. And it's a little silly at times, but, you know, like Arenado said, you know, if you're coming at me with a 96-mile-an-hour fastball and you're trying to hit me, I'm sorry, but that ticks me off. I'll take the suspension, but I'm not going to sit there and take it. And when the blood's really boiling and you know that somebody's going to get hit, it's just a matter of seconds before something like that breaks out. There's not much you can do about it. You know, if you play baseball, you know, you're sitting in the dugout, minutes and hours go by sometimes with really nothing going on, and you notice every single little thing. You notice the other team's mannerisms. If they violate some kind of code, all of a sudden you got a few guys getting on their case, and you get riled up. You know, there's nothing better to do than all of a sudden have a reason to get on the edge of your seat and try and get on the other guy's nerves. So, you know, things build up to a crescendo like that. It's kind of hard to avoid.
No, and I think in a way you're right. It helps the team. You know, it's a bonding thing for the team. So we saw it with the Yankees in Boston. It fueled that rivalry like they needed it. And the next thing you know, and here's San Diego, a team that, you know, should lose. God, the Giants should win these games. I can't believe that they let it get away last night. But here's a team, San Diego, that all of a sudden, you know, there's the manager talking about Arenado and all this stuff. And it is something interesting. I'll tell you another one. It's Javier Baez the other day. Now, he hits a couple of home runs. Then he hits a pop-up to shortstop and flips the bat like 20 feet in the air because he's upset. He didn't hit it out. So Clint Hurdle just gets into the guy after the game. And Joe Maddon says, you know, to Clint Hurdle, mind your own business.
Yeah.
But this is, you know, why can't Javier Baez do whatever he wants? I mean, you know, there's that unwritten rule that baseball tries to enforce.
Yeah, we've talked about this a lot, and you know where I stand. I mean, I certainly have no problem with anybody showing any kind of excessive or any kind of showmanship or celebration unless it's really arrogant. Like, you hit the ball 500 feet, you throw the bat, you know, a mile in the air, and they yell at the pitcher all the way down to first. You know, that's crossing a few lines right there. But to show that frustration like he did, you know, what the hell? Who cares? You definitely mind your own business there. It's just a guy upset with himself. So the bat flies a few feet higher than you like. Well, you know, what's the line there? 2 feet, 5 feet, 20 feet? I mean, it's kind of ridiculous. And it's so hard to change. You're not going to change guys like Clint Hurdle. You know, guys who have been around the game and grew up with the game, you know, getting upset with every little, so-called unwritten code violation that was broken. And I think slowly as the years go on, there's a little more tolerance and it'll only get better. But, you know, the preponderance of great Latin players is so good for the game in so many ways. And to me, this is one of them. I love it when these guys get excited, when they celebrate, when they show a ton of emotion. I just think that's great. It's fun to watch.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're right. You nailed it pretty good. The game is changing that way. And the Clint Hurdles and those people who get so upset, I think eventually baseball is just going to, you know, just change to the point no one's going to listen to them.
Yeah.
And I think you're right about that. I really do. One last thing for you. Boy, we've been tough on the Phillies. I want to tell you something. Phillies aren't so bad.
I'm not sure Gabe Kapler can screw that up.
Yeah, really.
Especially when they're winning 20-1.
I'm telling you, the Giants got the Phillies, Pirates, and Braves, I think, on the road trip coming up in May. But they're not so bad. And of
it's
all,
gonna
the,
be, yeah. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say of all the. We'll talk tomorrow about all the new managers. And how the teams are doing. As goofy as Gabe Kapler has been, Phillies aren't so bad.
Well, it's going to be great to watch the Giants and the Phillies because, you know, you're watching on TV and you see everything. And you see everything that he does. You see every shift and every pitching change and all the things that are going through his mind. And you're thinking, well, would I do this? And, you know, would Dallas Green do this? Would Bochy do this? And, you know, it's great to think along with the manager. And he makes it easy because he does a lot of things that people don't agree with. He's even had guys in his own clubhouse call him out a little bit, like right away. But now that they're winning, as you know, That cures a lot of things. You know, it's a good young team. You got to give them a chance, and who knows? Maybe they'll contend for a while.
Yeah, this is good. This is well. Every season gets an identity, and we don't know what this identity is going to be yet. It may be not as many home runs. It may be 6,000 pitchers pitching every game. It may be umpires getting hit by cross-ups because they don't talk and the players can't understand the signals and. Hunter Wennerstedt caught one in the pie hole, as they like to say the other night. So who knows what it's going to be.
Yeah.
But, all right.
I think one of the AT&T Seagulls is going to actually catch a pop fly and fire it back to the field.
Really?
with a little something extra in the ball. Just
well, look, hey, we've seen an eagle land on a guy's shoulder already.
Yeah, so, who's ruling anything
maybe
out
maybe this
here?
Is the season of birds. Who knows? Whatever. All right. Hey, thanks for coming on. I know you had fun today with the Warriors, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Yeah, you bet. Talk to you then, Marty.
Thanks. All right. More coming up.